Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I want to start by giving love to our Chicago Bears, who beat the Kansas City Chiefs Friday night in the preseason.
Which basically means we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, honestly, 29-27, and there were starters playing. Both Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce were on the field, and that is something for our Chicago Bears. Now, last year we were undefeated in the preseason.
Right, right, right.
But we didn't play the Chiefs.
No. And also last year I think we got a little too excited.
Last year we got a little bit too excited with Caleb.
We got our hopes up.
We put a lot on Caleb's shoulders last year. And you know what, Caleb? We apologize for that.
Yeah, you know, let's ease the tension a little bit.
Yeah, get a massage.
Yeah, a little shoulder massage.
Then we'll try again.
Was he playing at this game? Because I think when I saw the last touchdown, I don't think he was a quarterback for it, but also...
No, I don't think he was, at least not in that play. But you know what? This is the start of something, maybe, hopefully. Hopefully, right?
Famous last words.
I know. Bears fans have been let down a number of times and are probably fully prepared to be let down again.
Yeah, we don't care.
But you know what? That's a great start. So there has been no losses in the preseason. There was a tie and then two wins. So
we're going to keep it going.
Let's talk about this guy who has gone viral. He is a dad who went to see Olivia Rodrigo at Lollapalooza. So it was Lollapalooza. I think that was the Thursday night, opening night of Lollapalooza, right?
Yes.
And this dad went viral because during the song Pretty Isn't Pretty, he was seen on video like crying, sobbing.
Oh, it's because his daughter was also crying during it.
So the song Pretty Isn't Pretty. Is really the song has sort of a nice message in, I guess, a relatable message in that there is such high expectations put on, well, women and also young girls receive that same pressure, right?
Like,
when you're young, you look and you see stars and you see the way people are idealized, and it's always like these perfect bodies and they're beautiful and they've had, you know, work done and all this stuff, and you're like, I'm 12 and
I don't look like that,
right? How do I add up to that? And so this dad, you know, he has addressed the fact that this went viral, that he was crying on camera, and he, you know, it kind of explained.
Pretty Isn't Pretty is just, it's just amazing. I was just hanging out with them, and the whole energy was amazing of the place, and all you girls out there, all you people that are listening to that music, is just awesome. Just pick yourselves up, empower yourselves.
Which, I love that message.
Yeah, truly, because I think... As a girl who grew up with that same, I guess, feeling, you know, you look at celebrities, even like Olivia Rodrigo, right, and to know that she also has those moments of doubt, mm-hmm, it's like, okay, it's hard to tell a 12-year-old, because I remember being 12 and my dad being, like, telling me, you know, you're pretty, like, why are you crying? Because you have those moments where you're just like, I don't look like those girls. I don't feel good about myself. And I used to do beauty pageants. Like, it was rough out there for the self-esteem. And it's hard to tell somebody that's going through that it's going to get better. It's hard to tell them that when you're older, you're going to find this confidence in what you look like and in who you are. Because at the time, it just feels impossible.
Well, and when you're young, you feel like you have to be at that point in life already. Whether it's beauty, money, whatever those things are, you feel like you have to have already attained those things. And it is absolutely, you know, crushing. And I have, I think, a maybe different perspective than I used to on these kinds of things because I have a daughter. Now, she's only a year and a half, but it is absolutely crushing to me to think of the pressure that she's going to one day feel.
Right.
Right now, she's in this very innocent, you know, toddler stage. And as her dad, I know that she's wonderful, lovely, beautiful, amazing, and the best. And I know that no matter what I say to her, there's going to be a day that she doubts herself and maybe doesn't feel as pretty as she is.
So I think one of the worst things about that feeling is that you can be told your entire, like, life up until you're like 12 years old, 13, by your parents, that you are perfect, that you are wonderful. And it takes one person
to knock you off that.
To knock you off of that. And that type of stuff lasts a long time. So I think as a parent, all you can do is continue to support your kids through that, because that feeling, unfortunately, doesn't change until you're much older and you really find yourself. It's just like constant doubt. But you are amazing, and you are perfect if you're listening.
You are amazing. And if you're a kid in the car, if you're a teenager in the car with your parents right now, no matter how much they may annoy you, just know that your parent loves you so much. And as a parent, there's this like visceral feeling, like if anybody wrongs my kid, I want to murder them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know that you can't just go around murdering anybody who picks on your kid.
No, you can't. But you should also know, like if you're listening, that everyone feels like that.
Yeah.
It's not just you, because sometimes it feels so isolating. You're in the bathroom and you're like picking at your face and everything just looks wrong. But everybody feels that way.
Yeah.
And nobody truly notices. So just go out there, be confident, girl.
Yeah. And you know what? Maybe pretty isn't pretty enough, but listen, whatever stage you are in life, it doesn't matter. You know, we're at a point, I feel like, in society where we are allowed to be as free as we want to be. So go out there, wear whatever you think is cool. Or don't. If you're not worried about being cool.
Well, don't not wear anything. You'll get in trouble.
Yeah, wear. Yes. Wear something. I don't want to encourage bad behavior. But just know that you're loved, and pretty is subjective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Everybody's pretty.
Coming up, Dua Lipa tickets. If you can guess the 9 songs in our montage, we'll get you set up with those tickets on B96.